dollar situation.
Free energy now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined tonight, August 10th, 2009, by Jim Rowan, CEO, and Ken Johnson of Enviro Energies, magnetically levitated magwind systems. That is, they are magnetically levitated to reduce friction, noise, vibration, and energy loss. With these advantages, the wind turbine is able to generate power even in low wind environments. Ranging from 1.5 kilowatts to 50 kilowatt output, these turbines are presently available, at least the lower energy ones are. The bigger ones will be available later, if I understand right, and we'll be discussing this in this interview. In the marketplace now, Jim and Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sterling. Unfortunately, Ken is driving through Nevada, and his cell phone coverage was very spotty, so he's not going to be joining us this evening, but I'm here.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming on the show. I was just watching, again, the clip from Ken Johnson's interview on Jay Leno's garage, where he's got the little turbine there, and was supposed to be getting a 5-kilowatt system installed. The one that he was looking at was for Ed Begley's home. What happened to that? Is that been installed already?
Actually, we upgraded him to a 10-kilowatt, and we're just for FAA approval. He's parked right on an airport, and we've been waiting probably about 3 months now for the FAA to give us the green light on that.
So you guys have had some pretty good coverage, and I've seen you around in the news. I gave you the audience a little bit of an introduction about how your system works. Maybe you can go into a little bit more for us how your wind system works and how it's separated from other or distinct from other technologies.
Well, most wind turbines concentrate on having a high rotational speed. The air that we work in, which most wind turbine companies would describe as dirty air, is the turbulent air that's on top of the roof, and it can be quite powerful. In order to take advantage of that turbulent air, you can't really have that high of a rotational speed. So what we've concentrated on is a low rotational speed, high torque type generator. And so our wind turbines do not rotate very fast at all. Most of the time they will not exceed 40 RPM. And the tips of the wind turbine, even though they're capable of exceeding wind turbine or wind speed, rarely exceed the wind speed.
So that's one of the things I've known about vertical axis wind turbines is that they do tend to travel more slowly even than the wind is going around them. So you don't have this super high speed on the tips of these. For example, the turbines that people are used to seeing, the wind turbines, those things almost go ultrasonic.
Yeah, they do. Actually, the tips of the larger wind turbines do go ultrasonic. That's what causes that ruppling noise as they go through the air.
Uh-huh.
Our wind turbine, as I said, rotates very slowly. So what we did to do that is we overbuilt our generator. Our generator is capable of generating a great deal more electricity than what the rating is. But because we've overbuilt our wind turbine and we rely on high torque to drive the wind turbine, we're able to get our rated output without too much difficulty.
Now, I understand in the wind industry, one of the problems they typically have is the variance in speeds and the torque requirements. At very low wind speeds, you have very little torque. At very high wind speeds, you have very high torque, and oftentimes these larger turbines are actually gearing between different generators, one that's designed to handle the lower torques. One is designed to handle the higher torques. Yours is able to handle the full spectrum?
Well, that's because ours isn't a generator. It's an axial flux alternator. What the difference is that there is no drag on our turbine until we put a current through it. The more resistance we put through the coils, the more electricity is generated, but also the more resistance that we have to the wind turbine turning. And, you know, what that does is it creates a very unique system whereby the wind turbine will start turning with the generator attached with a small fan blowing on it. We have the 10-kilowatt Jay Leno wind turbine, which you mentioned, and we have a 24-inch fan, and that'll start the 10-kilowatt wind turbine turning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't generate electricity at that point in time. But as we get more energy going into the sails and more energy being encountered by the wind turbine, we put more and more of a draw onto the coils, and that produces more electricity. So we've got basically an infinitely variable generator system.
Now, I know in one of the videos I saw, it looks as if your coils are actually right there at the bottom of where the wind turbine is. You've got it's magnetically levitated, and it looked almost like the coils are picking up around the perimeter of where the turbine is turning.
Actually, that's true, although the production models, all the coils are enclosed and everything. What you saw there was the Discovery Channel video of one of our prototype 10-kilowatt units.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, coils are out at the end of the axis of the rotation of the magnets. That's why it's an axial flux alternator. So you got a magnet pair, one on either side of the coil, and the coils are mounted out 39 inches from the center of the wind turbine. There's 9 coils and 48 magnets that rotate for each 2.5-kilowatt plate that we put in there.
And so one of the things that being way out there, the advantage you get is you get a lot of leverage. Just a little bit of push on that turbine, and you're getting a high leverage out there in the perimeters.
That's true. And one of the unique things about our wind turbine is that the 5-kilowatt wind turbine has a number of sails that it can use. It can use a 6-foot by 12-foot wide sail set. It can use 8 by 14, 8 by 18, and a 10 by 20 if you're in a really low wind area. The basic concept is similar to a sailboat. If you want to go faster and you've got lower wind conditions, you put more sail against the wind, and that's what we do too. So if you've got a very low wind speed and you want to get more energy out of your wind turbine, you put more of the sail up against the wind, and away it goes.
So as you're generating the electricity, you're then having to condition that power so that it's usable in the home. What kind of systems, is that something that comes with the turbine, is your power conditioning?
Yes, we have an inverter. Basically, the energy that comes out of our wind turbine is variable voltage, variable amperage, and variable current, and variable frequency. So it's a very wild three-phase AC. What we do is we have a inverter that we've bought from Italy, which actually is made more or less to our specifications. A couple of years ago, we asked it to do this. And it conditions it to normal household current and matches its frequency and everything to the grid so that it can produce sweet electricity for the grid.
Uh-huh. I know there's a company that makes these little micro-inverters for the solar industry. That might not be indicated here, whereas you have a higher level of output. You have one unit per home as opposed to maybe several units being installed modularly on a home, which is what these micro-inverters. But I bring that up, I'm just curious if that would have any application here.
No, solar inverters are pretty much a completely different kettle of fish as far as what we're doing. We have to have the inverter be able to understand how much voltage it's getting and alter its draw up or down according to whether the voltage is rising, staying the same, or getting lower. And so it changes its ohm draw to take the most advantage of the electricity that it can and the energy in the turbine. So a solar inverter would not be able to do the trick. It has to monitor this several times a second in order to be able to function properly.
Uh-huh. What about super high winds that might happen occasionally two or three times a year or once or twice every 10 years, you know, the really high winds? What happens with your turbine in those situations?
As the wind increases, the turbine just becomes more stable. The standard wind turbine is rated to 90 miles an hour as operational speed. And if we put a high airspeed wind kit on it, it can operate in speeds of 150 miles an hour.
So at 150, it's still generating electricity. It's not just freewheeling or shut-braked down.
Yes, we have no shutdown on it. It continues to generate electricity no matter what the wind speed is. It's
so
better for the roof and more stable if it's permitted to continue rotating as opposed to shutting down.
Huh. And if you were in an area that might have the chance of higher winds, then you would have the higher wind speed kit installed?
Yes, in areas that require 150 mile an hour, then that's the only wind turbine we sell them.
I was born and raised in Boulder, Colorado, where the jet stream would occasionally come down and visit the ground. And you'd have these humongous winds as the wind was funneled down through into town. We lost our roof on our home, and, I mean, you'd have hurricane-force winds.
Yes, that's fall wind.
But I don't know that we ever went over 150 miles an hour. But let's say, for example, let's say you had a 180 mile per hour gust. What would that do?
It would tear your house apart and pull your roof and push your trees over. And one thing I always say, I guarantee that if your roof isn't there, neither will a wind turbine be there.
So basically, anything that's going to be destroying the wind turbine is also going to be destroying the house.
Essentially, yes.
It's not going to be the first thing to go.
No, no. In fact, there's a remote possibility that the wind turbine could help keep your roof on. The wind that hits it goes up in the air. And the reason why your roof flies is because it develops lift. The air pressure inside the house becomes so great that it causes the roof to lift off. I don't know if you ever watched it on videos, but the roof lifts straight off up, and then it tilts at an angle, and then away the roof goes and breaks all into pieces. The wind turbine actually acts like a spoiler on the roof, so it'll help keep your roof there in excessive winds.
Huh. Interesting. So it would be kind of opposite of what you would intuitively think that this thing might be contributing to the destruction of your home. It's actually helping keep your home intact. We're going to be going to break here, and when we come back, let's talk more about what different sizes you have and kind of the market end of your product.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
London Gold. It's the best.
Unbelievable. You're zapping me right into the Twilight Zone.
What's so hard to believe? That Lisa might want to marry me?
No, it's just that you're turning out to be way more romantic than I ever thought.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of surprising myself, too. But that's why I need your help. You know Lisa better than anyone. You know what she likes, what she doesn't, how she's going to react.
So what? You want me to tell you what she's going to say when you pop the question?
No, I want an engagement ring that she can't say no to.
Oh, well, that I can do. Let's go.
Where to? I don't want to run all over the city or spend every last dollar I have.
Well, then you came to the right person. Because if you're going for the gold, you got to go to the gold. London Gold.
For over 30 years, London Gold has been offering couples a wide array of diamond engagement and wedding rings that not only reflect the timeless beauty of their love, but an enduring value as well.
London Gold. It's the best.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Hey KFNX listeners, this is Andy with Arizona Mist Systems. I'm no Picasso, but let me paint you a picture. You're on your patio and it's about 100 and something degrees. You push a button on the remote and whoosh, a curtain of cool air surrounds you. In about 30 seconds, you're up to 30 degrees cooler. Now that's a work of art. Arizona Mist Systems, 602-908-7676.
Receive a filter starter kit valued at $350 for free with your Mist System install while supplies last.
602-908-7676.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you with the Free Energy Now radio show. We are talking tonight to Jim Rowan, who is the CEO of Enviro Energies. They have a magnetically levitated mag wind system. And we were talking in the last segment about how this thing works, kind of how it is different from other wind turbine systems. Just a couple more questions on that before we jump into talking about the different sizes you have available. I'm just curious on when you're operating one of these things, this is on the roof and it's magnetically levitated. Is it like totally silent, or do you hear a little buzz, or what's the noise level on this thing?
Actually, I got a kind of a funny story as far as that goes. You saw the Discovery Channel video on our website. When we were filming the Discovery Channel video, the sound guy was on the roof with us, and it's the middle of January, freezing cold but very sunny. We're in Canada, of course. So it's minus 20, and we got about a 15-mile-an-hour wind going. And the poor guy is chattering so hard he can hardly hear himself. And so, anyways, he puts the microphone up to the generator of the wind turbine. He's listening through the headset. He's saying, "I'm not getting anything." So the director says, "Well, try near the top of the wind turbine." So he puts the mic on the boom, and he puts it at the top of the wind turbine. Says to the director, "Still not getting anything." So the guy says, "Well, try out at the very tips of the wind turbine." So he takes the microphone out to the very tips of the wind turbine, and he says, "Still not getting any noise." So the director says, "That's okay. We'll put some noise in post-production." I did, too. If you listen to the video very carefully, it makes a whoomph, whoomph, whoomph noise that wasn't there.
It's like the electric motorcycles, that they have these little audio files that you can put on so they make some noises so you can hear them coming.
Yes.
Yeah, so very quiet.
Very quiet.
I would think you've got to have some bearings in there because you've got the vertical component. You don't want the thing flying off your roof. You've got some kind of vertical shaft that's anchored somewhere.
Yes, we have bushings and bearings inside the turbine that act as guide bearings. There's very little weight on them, although they're all capable of taking the entire weight of the wind turbine. So you've got bearings that will last an incredibly long period of time because of the fact that they're rated for thousands of pounds and they have 15, 16 pounds of weight on them. They're also rated for very high rotational speeds, and we're operating at very low rotational speeds. So the fact of the matter is the guide bearings that are in there will last a very long time.
Well, let's talk about the different sizes you have available, both now and what you have scheduled coming down the pike.
Okay. You ask about noise. There's actually three reasons why it doesn't make any noise. Do you mind if I go there for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, the first reason that you hit on was the magnetic levitation. That takes a lot of the vibrational noise that gets into the sail from wind blowing on it and doesn't permit it to translate down into the system. But we also have a three-phase alternator, which means that one magnet is fully engaged on a coil, one magnet is partially engaged on a coil, and one magnet is not engaged at all. This kind of operates like a V8 engine, so that different cylinders are firing at the same time while different coils are engaging it at the different times, I should say. And what that does is it smooths out the transition between engaged and not engaged. Your traditional generator will be engaged, then not engaged, then engaged, and not engaged. And this sets up an opportunity for vibration. Uh-huh. Vibration is what causes noise, and so we have eliminated the ability for it to make noise. The third reason is the fact that the wind turbine doesn't exceed wind speed. And so the sails tend to travel with the wind in its power phase, and as it's going against the wind, the shape of the wind turbine doesn't allow it to make very much in the way of wind noise. So those are the three reasons why the wind turbine doesn't make any noise.
Okay. So what sizes do you have available?
We have a 2.5 kilowatt, a 5 kilowatt, a 10 kilowatt, and coming very soon are a 30 and a 50.
And so the 2.5 through 10 are available now?
Yes, they are. The 2.5 comes in a 4x8-foot sail, 5x10-foot sail, and a 6x12-foot sail. The 5 kilowatt comes in a 6x12-foot sail, 8x14-foot sail, 8x18-foot sail, and a 10x20-foot sail. The 10 kilowatt comes in an 8x14-foot sail, 8x18-foot sail, 10x20-foot sail, and a 10x26-foot sail.
What would determine which sail a person is going to use?
Basically, the wind speed on their roof. If they're in a low wind area, you use the larger sails. If you're in a really good wind area, use the smaller sails. We have distributors that will help the customer figure that out.
Why wouldn't you want to get the most you could get, even in a high wind area?
Well, that's always been my opinion. Put the biggest sails that you want to have on there. And if you're in a commercial building and you put on the 10 by 26 six sails, it makes great advertising for the fact that you're a green energy company.
Now, obviously an important question in all of this is price tag. What is the return on investment typically, and when people are looking into getting one of these, what do you tell them in terms of the kind of wind they need to have before this starts making sense?
Well, that's actually the very tough question, and the reason why it is because it depends on a number of factors, not just the wind speed, but the price of electricity in your area, the rebates that are available from local utilities, federal government, and state. So there's really no good rule of thumb answer. In Oregon, for instance, they have a 50% rebate, you have a 30% federal rebate, and their electrical prices are fairly low, but that still allows the thing to ROI in 2 or 3 years because of government handouts. In areas where the electrical price can get quite high, the ROI has a different scheme to it. So really the way to answer that question is to do a local analysis, to have a local distributor go and say, okay, well, your wind speed is this, we expect that out of the wind turbine, and by the way, here are the rebates, and this is what your local electrical price is, and so this is your ROI.
If you're doing a retrofit on an existing building, how much are you going to have to build onto your roof in order to install one of these things?
It entirely depends on the roof. Most of the Northeast and the Northwest already have roofs that are sufficient to the task because of snow load. Now, down in the southern area where you guys don't get too much snow, the roofs will have to be reinforced. And we have engineers and contractors who can tell a customer how much it'll cost to get the roofs reinforced. So in the north, you're good already. In the south, you're going to probably have to do some work.
I'm actually in Utah, so we're airing out of Arizona. but I can understand the snow load thing here. Now, how long does an install typically take?
Once we get all the components onto the site, about 2 hours. But it can take a couple weeks of prep time away from the site to actually build the platform that goes on the roof, because we have to measure exactly where the platform is going to fit and get the platform built for the roof, and then bring the platform out, bring the generator out, and the sails that fit on top of that. You put the platform on, the generator on, and then the sails, and that's three crane lifts and a bolt in. Last time we did it, it took us just over an hour.
And so you're going to need to have a crane of some kind to lift the device up onto the roof.
The smaller ones can be done with guys and ladders. I've done that actually as an experiment.
Uh-huh.
But the big one, oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to be going to break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I want to ask you about a comparable product that I've heard about that we actually have in our top 100, a wind generator system called the Maglev. Are you guys one of the same, or is this a competitor, or what? It's over in China, I believe.
Live streaming audio on demand, 24 hours a day. Log on now at 1100kfnx.com. kfnx.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. The search continues for the ninth and final victim of Saturday's mid-air collision in New York. Another victim was found today inside the submerged wreckage of a small airplane. Los Angeles coroner now knows the cause of Michael Jackson's death, but he's not saying what it is. Police have asked that the results be kept confidential until they finished investigating the singer's death. All eyes on the Fed tomorrow as economists anxiously await confirmation that the recession may finally be drawing to a close. $38 billion and counting. That's how much money Americans are expected to shell out this year in bank overdraft fees. And the research company Moeb Services notes that the vast majority of that money will be paid by only 10% of bank customers. Entertainment news. Country music superstars Brooks and Dunn have decided that 20 years together is enough. The best-selling duo says a concert tour next year will be their last one together. This is CNN Radio.
Getting back now to more typical mid-August type monsoon weather. Our humidity levels will gradually increase as we move through the work week. So will our daytime temperatures. We'll see 110 by Thursday, and we should have some outlying storms in 2 or 3 days. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 100 degrees.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
The mainstream media has lied. They've fooled you. Wall Street was corrupt. Your money is safe in the market, they said. You'll make 8 to 10% a year as long as you stay in. Don't be fooled again. Insure your assets. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 602-787-5950. Gold is up nearly 300% in the last decade and has never gone to zero. Proper diversification 8 years ago would have your retirement account positive. Act now to protect your retirement at 602-787-5950. Executives with big money firms are predicting another 100% gain, and there are a number of worldwide factors supporting this claim. Benefit from this bull market. Protect your assets. Roll over your IRA. And don't be fooled by other corrupt gold dealers and their prices. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 602-787-5950. That's 602-787-5950. Or visit us on the web at DesertGoldExchange.com and request your free investor's package. That's DesertGoldExchange.com.
free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations there for sure. Or some hard work volunteering. Give a little and you'll get back more. You know the future's looking brighter. We just want to help the world today.
Free energy now.
That's the toll-free call-in number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're broadcasting live out of KFNX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm up in Eagle Mountain, Utah, and I believe, Jim Rowan, aren't you up in Canada?
Yes, if you saw our video, Jay Leno goes, Grimsby, Ontario, you can't find a nicer sounding town than that.
So we're from all over the planet here. Now, talking about all over the planet, there is a company over in China, Maglev, and they have this massive gargantuan turbine, very similar to yours in terms of this magnetically levitated, but this thing's going to be powering 1 gigawatt output, like 1,000 windmills, and it's a similar concept. I'm just curious, are you familiar with them, and what's the relation, if any?
Well, a number of years ago, we filed a patent in China, and it probably was a bad idea, because the patent got rejected for extremely vague reasons, and then shortly after that, China announced that it had the world's first magnetically levitated wind turbine. It was probably 6-8 months later. So, you know, I think it's the... I can't really comment because we're probably going to take legal action if it ever shows up in anywhere that actually protects patents. But that's all I have to say about that.
Well, what did they say? Imitation is the highest form of flattery?
Yes, well, we have a 1 megawatt and larger unit that we're working on ourselves, and we're using magnetic levitation on that as well.
So, do you happen to know how far along they are in their implementation?
Well, there's some things that we figured out, and we filed U.S. patents on, that we're not actually sending over to China, having learned our lesson once. So they can figure it out, too.
Interesting. Now, back to the implementation of this technology. I'm curious if what percentage of the country, let's say United States for a second, since it's a lot of our audience, but... what percentage of people typically would be good candidates to put one of these on their home in terms of having enough wind and being able to have a reasonable return on investment?
Well, that's a tough question. I couldn't actually give you a percentage of the entire countryside. There's kind of hot spots, California, Utah, Florida, New Jersey, New York, mainly coastal areas that get the land day sea breeze regime, and also, as you were mentioning, Utah and things like that. But we also have found that on some of the larger buildings, even in areas that are traditionally considered not very windy, we can have a pretty good opportunity to put wind turbines up there. Again, the more sail we put against the wind, the more energy we can get out of the wind. So now the only problem is that everybody's been going after higher wind speed by getting your unit higher up into the wind.
Yeah.
Because the velocity is cubed in the wind power density formula. So
right.
If you can increase your wind speed by twice, you've got eight times the amount of energy available to you. To make up for that with larger sales is a little bit more difficult because you actually have to make your sales four times larger to try and get the same effect, So there's a bit of a trade-off there.
So perhaps your design is specifically tailored to a roof-type application where somebody doesn't want to put up a tall tower or their local covenants don't allow them to. They can plunk one of these things on top of their roof, no problem. They don't need to have any special permissions, or do they?
In some areas, you don't need special permissions. In other areas, you do. If President Obama passes the legislation that he announced back in January, then it'll be just a simple building permit all across the country. The wind turbine was specifically designed for the urban environment. In the countryside, you can probably do it less expensive with your standard horizontal axis wind turbine. Not a great deal less expensive, but marginally. But in the city, this wind turbine can accept wind from all directions simultaneously, including straight down. So if you get a big building next to you that's causing the wind to cascade down on top of your roof, the wind turbine is going to work every bit as well as if that big building wasn't there causing variations in wind speed. Because in the city, your roof can get hit by the wind from two or three different directions all at the same time. So you need a wind turbine that won't aerodynamically stall if that happens.
You mentioned all directions, and one of the things in the video, also the wind coming up the side of the roof, or up the roof line, is actually tailored to harness that very well.
Yes, that's why it's wider at the bottom than it is at the top. There's a boundary layer of fast-moving air that comes over all rooftops. Doesn't matter, flat roof, peak roof, there's a boundary layer of air. The bigger your building, the bigger the boundary layer of air. And so that air is moving faster than the undisturbed air around it. Dr. Sandra Martins at Delft University did some excellent studies on this, and anyone who wants to read about roof effect, which is our name for it, can read her studies available online. At any rate, the wind turbine's wider at the bottom than it is at the top, and this allows us to scoop up this faster moving boundary layer of air and utilize the energy of it and then exhaust the air through the top of the wind turbine.
Would you say that the roof acts almost like a funnel in terms of channeling the wind energy to the turbine?
Yeah, actually it does. And in fact, in some cases we found that the wind can be pretty significantly improved by the shape of the roof. If you get an L-shaped roof where the L points into the prevailing wind, you're going to get wind hitting one side of the roof and the other side of the roof, and they're both going to travel along and strike the wind turbine, and then the wind turbine will be having a great deal of fun with all that wind.
Uh-huh. What about a dome home?
Well, I haven't ever tried a dome home. In our CFDs, a rounded structure like that doesn't seem to be all that great for channeling the wind towards us.
Mm-hmm.
But until we've actually tried one, we don't know.
All right. One of the things we have not mentioned yet, I want to make sure before the end of our interview, we've not given out your website yet. What is that?
Our website is www.enviro-energies.com. That's E-N-V-I-R-O. Energies, ENERGIES.com.
Okay. And if somebody wants to purchase one of these, do you want them to talk to a sales agent first, or do you have a click here to buy purchase button and take it from there?
They actually can download everything as far as the brochure and things off the web, and then we'll refer them to a local dealer to be able to purchase the wind turbine.
Now, as I look at the design, it seems fairly straightforward. Somebody who might be handy with materials, I could see them fabricating one of these things. I'm wondering if you have gone or have considered the plans route, where somebody could purchase the plans for a much lower fee, build it themselves, or maybe just the turbine part and then get a generator from you or the magnet portion from you. Do you have any variations like that?
Actually, we've been considering that, there's some liability issues that go along with that that our attorneys aren't really crazy about. So, the great liability debate has kept a lot of really cool things from happening in the country.
You've mentioned patents. How many do you have on this technology?
We have one completed patent and I think 9 or 12 patent pendings on it, or patent applied.
Okay. And when you say 1 and then 9 and 12 filed or pending, are those all U.S., or do you have versions of those also that you've filed in other countries?
Well, we file U.S. patents first, and then we file the patents all worldwide, except for China now.
Had a bad experience there.
Yeah, a little bit burnt, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've heard war stories over the years. I tend to hear both ways, that sometimes they've been very good to honor things, other times they haven't. So maybe there's a new generation coming in, but the old ones, I don't know. Yeah, that's unfortunate. We're going to be going to our final break here, and one of the things that I want to talk about in the last segment is to, you know, you've got a great company here, quite mature in your development. If somebody is interested in investing, getting involved, you know, there's a number of ways to get involved, financing, investing, becoming a dealer. Let's talk about some of that, the kind of the business end of things, how people can, besides just, we've talked about how a customer can get product. Let's talk about how people can get involved in your company.
Sounds like a plan. I'll talk to you after the break.
Okay.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Somebody's going to say it. That's why Neil Bortz is on the radio.
I do have some hate mail, though. I'm getting tired of your Christian bashing. You seem to take great joy in slamming Christians at every opportunity. I'm frankly tired of it. Listen, is it Christian bashing to note that the most evil, nasty, wicked, vicious emails I get are from people who brag about what great Christians they are? Is that Christian bashing?
The Neil Bortz Show, weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFNX.
Over 60 million people are afraid to look in the mirror. Our pillows reveal the truth, and the shower drain tells all. I'm talking about hair loss, but the good news is you can stop the progression and regrow your hair naturally and permanently with MHR, and you can get started today without spending a dime. If you call now, they'll send you a free DVD presentation by the end of the day. Imagine, you'll have all the education and countless before and after photos to make the decision to stop your hair loss today. I'm not talking about lotions and potions. It's your real hair. I'm talking about you looking just like you did 10, even 15 years ago. Call now at 800-709-6189 for your free, no-obligation DVD presentation. Getting this DVD will be one of the most powerful decisions you'll ever make to help you regrow your hair naturally and permanently. Call now, 800-709-6189. That's 800-709-6189. 800-709-6189. 800-709-6189.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842. 3842.
Free energy now.
Sterling. Gang Allen coming back at you. Before we continue with our interview, I'd like to mention that this show is being brought to you by eHarmony.com, where singles are matched based on compatibility. On average, 236 eHarmony members marry every day in the United States as a result of being matched on eHarmony. In fact, I was with someone yesterday who announced his engagement at a gathering I was at, and the two of them had met at eHarmony.com. His fiancée had sworn she would never use an online dating service, but apparently decided to give it a try. Now she's hitched. Log on to eHarmony.com, and you can review all of your matches absolutely free if you want to subscribe. Use the promotion code EHPESN, that's for eHarmony, PESN, our call letters, and you'll get one of 3 months free. Again, that promotion code is EHPESN over at eHarmony.com. We're talking tonight to Jim Rowan, who is the CEO of Enviro Energies. They have a maglev magwind system that is super efficient, designed for rooftop generating in urban settings. This is the design that you want for your wind collection if you're going to be getting a home system, unless you have the ability to put up a tall tower and get one of those vertical axis turbines. This is the way to go. Let's talk now, Jim, about some of the business opportunities, investing, becoming a dealer. Let's start with investment. If somebody wants to invest in your company, what can they do that, and what are the options?
We have private placement investments that we're looking at right now. One of the things about starting up a company like that is you're going to be always requiring additional capital to be able to expand faster, grow bigger. We have more orders than, we can reasonably build in a short period of time. So what we do is we open up the order pipe, we take a bunch of orders, and then we tell our distributors to hold on orders as we get the ones that we get being filled. And so it's kind of slowing down the expansion a little bit. But, the idea of getting more capital in is never a bad thing.
And what's the lag time right now between somebody placing an order and having delivery?
It's between 2 and 4 months right at the moment. Although if orders continue to grow, lag time's going to get a little bit longer.
Okay. And what about on the dealer end of things? If somebody wants to become involved, do you welcome that or...
Yes, we do. We actually have a complete dealer application form right on our website. We get the information from the company in order to try and make sure they're a good quality organization. They can sign the NDAs, fill out the dealer application. One of our dealer reps will give them a call back, and it just goes from there. Then we provide training and installation training and the whole works of it.
So to become a dealer, you would both be selling and installing systems?
We actually have a national installation company if the dealer does not want to or does not have the capability of installing turbines. Ideally, yeah, we'd like to look at companies that can both sell and install and service the wind turbines.
Is this something that the right person who has enough talent in this in a related area would be able to jump in and make a go of it full time?
Yeah, actually, we've had a couple of companies do that now. They were in the construction business, and they picked us up as a sideline, and it's starting to dominate the rest of their business.
Huh. What about regular installers? Is there a market for going after new builds, people who are doing contractors for new subdivisions, for example, to say, hey, you guys ought to put these on all your homes?
Well, actually, the most lucrative part of the market to date has been the commercial part, where companies are looking to be green. And not only do they want to be green, but they want to be seen to be green. Boy, try and say that 10 times quickly.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the wind turbine sitting on the top of a commercial establishment makes great advertising. So the whole aspect of it has been are the most popular rate at the moment.
Just on a sideline, talking about the commercial end of things, have you played around at all with the lighting on these blades and maybe doing some animations so that you could have a little cartoon character moving back and forth, for example, with a strobe light?
The sails don't actually rotate fast enough to be able to facilitate that. We have taken a look at projecting things on them, and if you have a moving projection, it actually looks kind of cool. But to actually try and do some sort of strobe effect on the sails, they just don't move that fast.
Uh-huh. It kind of reminds me of the roads when you have construction and you can hear the noises on your tires. I've thought about doing symphonies or something like that. You're going to have your marketing people play on. I bet you could do something along those lines. What about different colors? Is there a standard color, or do people get to choose what color they put on the roof?
Yeah, we're not Henry Ford. That's a reference to you can have any color as long as it's black. You can have any color that an automobile is painted right now, because the paint on it is all an automobile paint. You've got it on a car, you can have it on your wind turbine.
I also wanted to ask, there's a lot of technologies integrated here. You've pulled from a number of different expertise areas, and I'm just curious how much of this was developed in-house and how much of it was licensed out, so to speak.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by licensed.
You talked about your inverter, and you got that from Italy. You talked about your magnetic system. You've got the turbine design. How much of this was developed in-house?
The inverter was the only piece that wasn't developed in-house. But when I say in-house, we've had a very fine engineering team over at Roush Engineering that has been working diligently on all aspects of the wind turbine, CFDs, FEAs, and just basically the assembly design engineering. We've had a series of engineers in Canada, and they've all been contractors that were brought in specifically to work on a piece of the technology. So it's kind of hard to describe what's in-house and what's not in-house, but it's basically all been our people working for us as a subcontractor engineer. And we've had
When you talk about having engineers and whatnot, that gets pretty expensive pretty fast. I'm curious, I know getting money for renewable energies, despite the trend and the momentum in that direction, is very hard to get, and I'm just curious how you've been able to pull that off.
It's been a long, hard road, let me tell you. But fortunately, there have been some people that like the technology and were willing to invest some of their hard-earned dollars in it. A lot of the initial money came from the people who are actually working for the company right now. Virtually everybody who works in the company actually was an investor first.
Huh. Interesting. How many people are there in your company now?
I think about 12.
That doesn't include different dealers?
No, that doesn't include any of the dealers. That's just and that doesn't include the subcontracting engineers. We've had about 28 different engineers work on various aspects of the wind turbine, and we've probably got close to 40, 50 dealers. All have 3 employees. Plus, in the manufacturing area, there's probably 3 people that work for the manufacturing under subcontract from us.
What about international rollout? You're starting in the United States, but do you have plans for other countries in the short term, long term?
Actually, we've had a lot of interest in companies, or other countries, I should say, and we're working with the Irish development people And also we're working with folks in Germany and Italy, also Vietnam and Australia.
That's great. About 30 seconds left here. Anything we've left out we need to bring up?
No, actually, I think you've done a fine job with your radio show. I'm glad to see that there are radio shows like this out there. And if anyone wants more information, they can check us out on the web, or they can call our toll-free number, 888-253-7975, and leave a message, and one of our folks will get back to you. But I'm really impressed with your radio station and your radio show, and thank you very much. On.
Thank you. Again, your website is enviro-energies.com. Again, for those of you who have joined us, we've been talking tonight to Jim Rowan. He's the CEO of Enviro Energies. This is the technology you want to put on your roof if you're looking for renewable energy. Thanks, Jim, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.
KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
News, weather, and traffic.
Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of Premier Radio Stations, LLC.